to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about planting the seeds of progress. We have some unusual energies coming up which are encouraging us to take risks and move forward with progressive ideas in new ways. I'll discuss some of the many tools available to assist us in doing that. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to mention that once a year, I offer a teleclass for how to use the Good Timing Guide. This is a two-hour teleclass that covers all the codes and explains how to apply the guide to your job or activities. This class will be offered by telephone next week, so you can take it from any location. That'll be on February 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time or 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also order the CDs of this class if you cannot attend it in person. And you can register online for this at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free to register at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also just want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and be prepared for important economic changes. So to order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? How did you do this week now that Mercury retrograde is over? Did you encounter a few rough spots this week? If so, that's because Mercury is retracing the same area for the third time, and it's very slow. In fact, it won't get into new territory until essentially February 21st. So between now and February 20th, this is the time for finishing all the fixes you need to make or whatever you've been redoing. Use this time well so you're ready to move forward when it moves into new territory on February 21st. It's also a great time to finish catching up if you haven't completed that yet. So you probably need this time to catch up. I know I do. But wait until after the 21st to start pushing into new projects again. So what else is happening? First of all, we still have Venus square Pluto, suggesting it's time to deal with either major debt or financial issues, or it's time to deal with relationships that need to be transformed. Holy cow. Relationships in trouble are likely to have an imbalance of power, leading to an unequal relationship. This cycle is already in range. It stays in range through February 15th. It peaked yesterday on February 5th, which was the exact date of another important cycle, which peaked, and I'll talk about that next. And if you're in a tough relationship or a tough financial situation, ready or not, it's about to change permanently. So did you encounter an earthquake of some type this week? Well, here in Washington, we had a small earthquake a week ago on Friday, January 30th. But you may have encountered a personal earthquake as well. Saturn opposed Uranus exactly for the second of five times yesterday on February 5th. So you or your company have situations which have become intolerable or need changing? The universe is here to help. So if it hasn't already happened, if you haven't made those changes, you're about to do so, whether you're ready or not, because time is up. And if you haven't made those changes, the universe is likely to provide you with a mini quake to help you make them. They can happen very unexpectedly and quickly, so I encourage you to make your own changes as quickly as possible if you haven't done so already. Next, we get a triple conjunction of the Sun, Chiron, and Neptune all together in Aquarius. This cycle came into range on February 4th. It's going to stay in range through February 17th, and it peaks on Monday, February 9th, with the Sun conjunct Chiron that day exactly. Then on February 11th, the Sun will exactly conjunct Neptune. This is a time when we're healing and envisioning where we want to go. It can be a great time to get inspired or to use your intuition to stay in the flow. If you have to have data to make your choices, you might find this time to be quite confusing because usually the data you need or want isn't available or doesn't exist in the time frame you need it. So this is an opportunity to learn how to trust yourself and the universe, to listen to your messages from the universe. You can always tell the universe how you want to receive your messages, and it will do its best to comply. So tune in during this period. Make sure you're on the right page with your vision for the year. Now, between now and March 1st and peaking on February 17th, we also get the cycle of Mars conjunct Jupiter, which is fabulous for taking fortunate actions. This is an important planting new seeds phase for actions that can turn into something very large downstream. It's especially true for projects related to the internet, new technology, anything innovative, science, metaphysics, and even related to the airlines, broadcasting, or utilities. So a great, great opportunity to combine this energy with the changes we're making. This is the time to plant seeds for your new vision by taking fortunate actions during this period. Now, all of this is even further enhanced by another cycle of Venus sextile Jupiter, which is wonderful for financial growth opportunities. We love it, don't we? They aren't going to beat you over the head to come get them, but they're there for you to take them if you want. This cycle peaks late on February 16th, and it's in range from Monday, February 9th, through March 16th. Now, Venus is going to go retrograde in March, and it's going to station sextile to Jupiter. However, this cycle is best before March 6th, when Venus starts moving backwards. So let's all take advantage of these great financial growth opportunities while we can. Now, on Monday, February 9th, we get the full moon lunar eclipse. This is the companion eclipse to the solar eclipse we had on January 25th. So it's primarily related to being involved in new groups or circles of people and possibly a more serious relationship commitment. Now, the secondary meaning of this eclipse relates to good tidings or messages and opening up to communications. So a person or organization that's impacted by this eclipse will feel a strong sense of purpose or direction, possibly even feeling divinely guided. With this eclipse, it's important to stay focused on your purpose and not get sidetracked by gossip or chatter. For the USA, this eclipse occurs in the area of the stock market, creativity, self-expression, and fun. What's coming to light at that time is a leader with the ability to heal, and he's got ideals which include everyone's best interest. So people feel connected in new ways with this leadership, and they appear more hopeful. Now, this eclipse occurs at 21 degrees, 0 minutes in the sign of Leo. So if you or your company have a planet or a sensitive point between 17 and 25 degrees of Leo or Aquarius, this cycle will pertain to you. Now, I want to look ahead a bit so you can get the lay of the land just a bit. Next month, we move into Venus retrograde between March 6th and April 17th. Then shortly after that, from May 7th through the 31st, we get Mercury retrograde again. So the best time for introducing new products and services and even promoting existing ones is this month during February. Otherwise, except for a few days near the end of April, we're pretty much looking at June. So let's all do our best to get anything important done this month, including introducing new products and services or launching new websites or any major promotions. Now remember, February is the month to do these important tasks unless you can wait until June or later. And the end of February is better for promotions and product introductions. This is especially strong between February 18th through March 1st, when Mercury is together with Jupiter and Mars. Hot doggies. Mercury conjuncts Jupiter exactly on February 23rd and 24th, depending on the time zone. And it conjuncts Mars on March 2nd. And it stays in range with Mars through March 7th. But these three planets together are dynamite for promoting any product or service or introducing new products or ideas. But again, it's best to be done with product intros or big promotions before March 6th when Venus goes retrograde through April 17th. Now, I know we're getting ready for a break, but I just want to quickly remind you that each week the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New. Now, what are some good ways to work on planning our future? Find out when I come back from this short break when I'll be talking about planting the seeds of progress. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lihi Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
The Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about planting the seeds of progress. We have some unusual energies coming up which are encouraging us to take risks and move forward with progressive new ideas and in new ways. So I'm going to discuss some of the many things that are happening with this and what tools are available to assist us with that. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So just what are these unusual energies that are encouraging us to choose and implement progressive ideas? Well, between February 14th, hey, that's Valentine's Day, through the early hours of February 18th, we get an unusual lineup of planets in the sign of Aquarius. This lineup consists of the planets Mercury, Mars, the North Node, Jupiter, the asteroid Juno, Chiron, Neptune, and the Sun, all in the sign of Aquarius. Holy cow, there's a party in the sign of Aquarius. That's a very unusual planetary emphasis. Then we get another planetary lineup for the second time on February 21st through early on the 24th. This time, the lineup consists of the Moon, Mercury, Mars, North Node, Jupiter, the asteroid Juno, Chiron, and Neptune all in Aquarius. So essentially, we have eight planets, mostly the same, except the first one has the Sun, and the second one has the Moon. I should say eight planets or major points. Now, what in the world do you imagine the universe is trying to tell us with all these planets together in the same place? Well, first of all, whenever you have a lot of planets together, you get what astrologers call conjunctions. This just means that two planets come together and start a new cycle of talking to each other until at least one of them goes all the way around the zodiac and they meet up again with each other. So this is a period when many new starts are occurring. In other words, we're planting new seeds now that will bloom later. These new starts are going to unfold over a period of time, at least a year, and some over many years. You may be noticing that a whole bunch of new things are getting started for you or your loved ones this month. Now, let's consider the sign of Aquarius, where all this action is occurring. Aquarius is known for its radical and progressive ideas, which are usually considered to be 50 years ahead of their time. So the new seeds we're planting now are ones that will create progress for everyone. During this period, we could be exposed to some new ideas that we can use to solve the major challenges we're facing. So this is particularly a great time for someone with a new or progressive idea to be getting it started officially, as in starting a new company or introducing a new product or service. It's also the time to be on the lookout for new groups and firms that can bring new solutions to the world. Now, just to go a little bit deeper, I want to discuss Aquarius a little bit more. This is what astrologers call a fixed air sign. This means it's mental in nature, and it's not about to give up any of its strange or radical ideas in order to look normal. In fact, being normal is the antithesis of the sign of Aquarius. Do you know someone with an Aquarian sun or moon? The myth about these people is that they came here from another star system to develop higher consciousness on Earth. But once they got here, they can't remember what in the world are they doing here because it's so dense here on Earth. They definitely have my empathy. So let's go a little deeper with all these new starts and imagine what's getting started here. Here's the cast of characters and their intentions for this sign. First, Mercury is the communications and transportation expert. In Aquarius, Mercury likes to think about new and progressive ideas related to science, technology, metaphysics, the internet, and even those ideas that might be related to transportation, such as the airlines, the utilities, and even broadcasting. It wants to work with ideas that can be developed, not just contemplated for a few minutes and then quickly forgotten. In Aquarius, Mercury wants to hold on to these ideas until they develop into a solution of some type. Now, second, Mars in Aquarius is a warrior who wants to fight for equality and humanity. He fights for ideas and ideals that can improve the lives of everyone. But he fights with ideas and words, not a weapon or sword. He's a mental warrior trained to assist all of humanity with new ideas that can lead us to a better way of life. He'll be using Mercury's great ideas to wage his battle to create more equality and better solutions for everyone. Third, the North Node is not actually a planet or even an asteroid. It's a point along the path that the moon travels. But this point, known as the North Node, is showing the path of greatest growth or destiny. Having it in Aquarius now suggests two things. First, we're at the bottom of our economic cycle in this 18.6-year cycle. And second, it suggests that our path of greatest growth is through innovation, technology, the internet, new and progressive ideas, even radical new ideas. Fourth, Juno is an asteroid which is associated with contracts and important relationships. She was Jupiter's wife, and you may recall that Jupiter was a bit of a philanderer. So it's interesting that both Juno and Jupiter are now together again in the same sign and side by side as well. This is a sign that they're both ready to handle their relationships in new ways. And I'll talk about this next week on my show, just in time for Valentine's Day. For now, just remember that new types of relationships and contracts are being seeded right now. These are more equal in nature, taking everyone's concerns into consideration and making a win-win for everyone. Fifth, Jupiter is the planet that represents growth and abundance. And in Aquarius, he wants to grow progressive ideas that can assist humanity. With Mars, Jupiter, and Mercury all there, they're ready to promote new products that will bring growth and assistance to everyone. This includes technology, the internet, scientific innovations, as well as metaphysics, and of course, anything to do with broadcasting, the airlines or trains, anything to do with transportation or utilities. Now, sixth, Chiron, the wounded healer, and also representing our quest, is on a quest to heal democracy and the ways in which we implement democracy in our country. That includes the voting process, the lobbying process, and creating laws that assist all of this. All of us. And you can already see that Obama is working on this already. Now, seventh, Neptune, the planet representing our ideals, vision, and imagination, is also in this lineup. This planet is notorious for dissolving things that aren't needed any longer to make room for new ways of living. In Aquarius, Neptune also has a special agreement with Uranus and Pisces since they're in each other's signs. So both Uranus and Neptune are helping each other out now. And in this case, it means that Neptune has access to special ideas and technology that can help us with energy, democracy and voting, the climate, and especially the oceans. Eighth, the sun. Yes, the sun is what holds everything else together. And in Aquarius, this represents leaders who are focused on what can be done for the greater good. This, of course, represents Obama, but it's not limited to just him. There are many good leaders who are stepping forward now in companies and organizations to assist with creating new solutions. So watch for these leaders to show up now with solutions, new technologies, new ideas, and new ways to frame the issues. Ninth, the moon. The moon joins this lineup after the sun leaves. In general, the moon represents the public and the mood of the public. So when it joins the other planets in Aquarius, we get the public on the same bandwagon, ready to move forward with the new ideas, the new solutions, and even radical ideas. Now, are you getting a sense of this? With all this energy in the same place, I think this is a metaphor for everyone working together to create new solutions that will assist all of us. It's like we're all getting focused in the same direction. Did you notice that the energy seemed to shift when Obama was elected and again when he was inaugurated? He's certainly the leader who's coalescing all this energy behind him. As I mentioned earlier, other leaders in companies and organizations are there to assist with the many types of changes we need to make. Now, I said I would mention some of the many tools available to us to help us get through our challenges so we can start planting the seeds of progress. So what do you think is our biggest threat to working together to solve this crisis? Oh, yes, it's fear. Yes, good old fear. Fear is what holds our energy down so that we can't get what we want. Why is that? Because when we're in fear, we're literally attracting to us more situations that make us feel even more fearful. At the same time, we're pushing away what we want. So releasing our fear is a very valuable thing to do. So here are a few tools for you to investigate. To release your fears, phobias, or any type of issue, check out Emotional Freedom and Healing at emotionalfreedom.com. Or check out the Emotional Freedom Technique at emofree.com. That's emofree.com. Try these processes and see if it makes a difference. Once you've released your fear, check out Asara Lovejoy's book, The One Command. That will give you a tool for creating anything you want. You can also use the technique. I give you an article on my site titled How to Create Anything. Plus, there are tools out there to help you train your intuition or your ability to connect with your higher self. Now, if we can all let go of our fears and start using our intuition, we'll all be able to plant the seeds of progress together. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your most major challenge. And speaking of hearts, Valentine's Day is coming up next weekend, so consider a compatibility consultation to assist you with your most important relationship. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's jump off to the phone lines. We have Anna calling in from Seattle. She's got a little issue with her mom just passed away recently, and they're going through the probate issues. But her brother, she's having a little holdup with her brother and all of the, the stuff around, you know, the closing of the probate. And so she was born at 3-4-58 at 6 p.m. in Seattle as well. So, Anna, welcome to the show, and hope we can help you out.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Madeline.
That sounds like a tough challenge here going on.
Yeah, he's been, what it is my mom left the will 50-50 to make it easy so he wouldn't do this, try to do this.
The thing is that
he's trying to fight, and all my life, he's always gotten everything, and he's sitting on money like, let's just say over $1 million.
Wow.
He never moved out the house. My mom paid for everything, and he's 59 years old. And he had it all his own career. So he never paid bills or anything. So he's going through learning to grow up. And myself, I have a trust fund that I started because I've been ill.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so I could keep my benefits going. And I have always been like an intuitive or a sensitive person.
Uh-huh.
And he's always had trouble being around me and things like that. But the thing is, with this, it's like the thought of me having, for instance, in the state of Washington, 50%. I could have him buy me out of the house, and he would still be fine. And he's fighting that. He's fighting me having any amount of anything to go forward with my life. But basically, he hangs on to money, and I've always let it flow, you know?
Right.
He's an Aquarius, and he was born on my mom's birthday.
Okay, so before we go any further, I just want to tell you that what's going on here with your brother is actually more related to you. And
he's always had a problem with me being born, period.
Well, I mean, it's your energy, not his. He's just reflecting back to you your own energy. So there's a part of you that is stuck here, you see, and needs to transform internally.
Yeah, I feel stuck.
Yeah, you're still stuck. And so all he's doing is just reflecting back to you your own energies of being stuck.
Huh. Well, so, the thing is I've never, it's like since this all started happening, I've felt stuck in the brow beating and all that kind of stuff that I've taken. And
so he's just doing for you.
I don't like confrontation.
Right. He's just doing for you something you're doing for yourself internally.
Okay.
He's externalizing it, you see.
Okay, well, he's been externalizing it all his life then.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, because my energy around him, he's just like, you freak me out, or don't look at me that way. It's like, how do you know that was going to happen? You really bug me, you know, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is this, that the probate closes on Monday.
Wow.
And the attorney basically has said, you know, basically he was appointed executor, and what happened was he didn't really carry out his duties, and he said that your mom made a bad choice. The reason he was chosen was because he was her firstborn son,
right?
You know, and was given everything. I left, and you know, when it was time to move out, I worked, I got my master's degree, life was going great, I got cancer, I used positive thought to get through all of that, seriously, and I'm a pretty upbeat, optimistic person, but
the thing that I want you to understand here is that, you know, you have a part of you that has very intense emotions that perhaps you might hide. Okay.
Yeah.
And your brother is the one who's just trying to assist you in getting at them.
Yeah,
otherwise, you know, they kind of stay hidden. So he's the one who is externalizing this stuff for you. And so really, what I would recommend, if you have enough time today, is I would go on my site, and there's a link on my site to meet our guides up at the top.
Okay.
And
meet
I would contact one of the three people who does emotional freedom and healing releases. Peg Donahue does them, Richard Ross does them, and Fred Sauer does them. And I would see if any of them could help you today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow. I mean, I wouldn't want to wait until Monday, you see, because if you don't release this now, you're going to be in a heck of a pickle on Monday when things go to probate.
Yeah, because one of the things that did happen in a conversation last night was I said, you know, when he was going on and it was negative, I said, stop. I'm not going to listen to this anymore. I said, this is, you know, your issue. I know where I'm going, okay? So, you know, and the last few days I've noticed there's been a little bit of a shift. Instead of, you know, getting off the phone crying, I've been just saying stop.
Right.
And it's almost like a shock to him.
Right.
And it's like, it's I told him, we're dealing with business. Whatever emotions you have about me, I can't control what you think. But the thing is that I'm not in that. And it really shocked him.
Right.
And I felt something like last night sort of like start shifting.
Okay.
When I started saying no.
Right. That's good. We have Venus square Pluto now. And Venus, she is in Aries. She's a warrior.
Oh, Venus
so,
is in Aries. Okay.
You know, she's not going to take any nonsense from Pluto. She'll just take out her sword and lop off his head.
Okay, but so, I just very quickly, about Pisces, it's like in my life, if I'm not helping people, like my career, which I had to give up because I have to retrain to do something else because of physical illness, which is resolving, thank goodness. If I'm not helping other people, or even, you know, even something maybe that be looked at as small, like cooking a dinner like I used to, okay?
Uh-huh.
And having friends over and seeing smiles on their face.
Uh-huh.
I feel empty.
Uh-huh,
and,
right.
And we're just, and my brother, on the other hand, he likes to keep people away. My mom was the same way. They were born on February 2nd.
Well, everybody has their own purpose.
And I was just wondering about Pisces and that, because it's like
Your son is in the sixth house of service. So
It's
oriented towards being of service to other people.
Oh, that's why I went into medicine. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, but, you know, part of your intention is to transform yourself.
Yes.
If you don't transform yourself, then other people like your brother come along and try to do it for you.
Oh, okay. Because that's
why I say you
word.
Have to become responsible for your own internal feelings, because that's where your brother hooks into you. You see, if you're not transforming yourself and transforming your feelings into something positive, then, you know, your brother can hook in and pull you down.
Oh, that explains what happened. Okay, because I had used that word with my friend last night on the phone, and I just said, I don't want to be stuck in, because I've never felt like I fit in the family from birth, okay? I just never felt it. I found out we had different fathers. And I found out that there was a lot of secrets, and a lot of secrets came out, you know, when people pass away.
Right.
I also found a whole bunch of stuff, but I never felt like, I'd look at everybody, even when I was a little girl, and go, I don't know, who are you?
Yeah.
You know,
we're going to have to close, but give me a call, or call the coaches I referred you to, and see if you can get some release on that right away. Okay, now after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Find out what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two callers, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. We're going to stay locally here. We're going to go to Larry. He's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. For those who don't know where that is, it's just outside of Seattle. His birth date is 6-1-71 of 7-58 in the morning at Travis Air Force Base in San Bernardino, California. He was looking into some energy training, which he's already currently in, and he wants to get some confirmation around that. So, Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, tell me, what kind of energy training are you getting?
Well, I just received Reiki attunement here, and it should be at the end. This Saturday will end my cleansing, my 21-day cleansing process. But I'm looking to go to a school in the area for just, you know, how to heal chakras, and, you know, it's pretty thorough and extensive.
Okay.
And I feel it's the right thing to do. I guess I'm just looking for some confirmation on it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing this because you actually have a kind of a special or somewhat unusual ability to heal. And this is associated with electrical healing.
Electrical healing.
Meaning things like the Reiki or acupuncture would be another example. In other words, by moving energy rather than something physical, like, say, chiropractic would be an example of physical, or herbs, or, you know, that type of thing is not so much what you're skilled at. But you have this special ability to heal through electrical-type processes. In other words, you know, moving energy.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. So you actually, now let me see here. I was just looking to look at your son here. You know, your son is what I would call behind the scenes, meaning you're not so much wanting to be out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something you'll probably need to work with a little bit in terms of being able to promote yourself when you get down the line.
Okay.
You see, because once you take the training and you learn how to do it, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and tell people who you are and sort of blow your own horn.
Yeah, I've already started that, actually, because I'm going to start Reiki sessions this Saturday.
Great.
This coming Saturday with you know, people that I know. And, you know, for right now, I'm just doing it for free, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it also gives me a chance to, you know, get some experience and,
right,
you know, help people at the same time, you know.
Right. When you have
and
a little more
experience.
I'm actually
looking forward to that.
Yeah, when you have a little more experience, you might want to just try exchanging it for donations to your favorite charity. So that you have an energy exchange going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready, you can start charging for it. But
okay,
it'll be sense. Yeah, it'll be better if you can do it, for donations to your favorite charity, and people can just give whatever they think is appropriate.
What I'm asking is, when they come over for a session, it's not totally for free. I would just like them to spread the word about me. I'm building up my client base here.
That is great. That's a great idea. I love it. That's actually wonderful. Now, I just want to also mention that this is a year in which you're going to have a lot of growth. Jupiter is trining your sun, and it's doing it right now. So anything that you can do to learn, this year, especially early in the year, is fabulous. I mean, this is
I'm already feeling that right now. My brain right now, it just seems like a big sponge.
Very, very good.
I can't get enough information.
Now, are you about ready to make a career change into this?
Yes. Eventually, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the only reason I'm bringing this up is because you have a fairly major cycle going on that will, sometime later this year, I'm going to guess, say, probably May or thereabouts, is going to make a big change to your career and home life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any chance you're planning to move?
I am moving in May.
Okay, that is perfectly timed.
I'm moving in May, yes.
Yeah, okay, perfectly timed. So that whole cycle of, a major change to your career and moving your home is that's going to happen like late May and June.
Okay, and with the career also?
Yes. Now, you may not, it'll back off, It'll back off a bit, and it'll come back again next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you might notice that, the summer, you're feeling like you're ready to make the change to your new career.
Yeah, well, I feel that way right now. Really, the only reason I'm staying is because of selfish reasons, to get out of debt, and I can be able to do that by the end of the summer.
Yeah, right, sure.
And by doing that, too, I can also save some money up, and I can go to nursing school and live off, the money that I saved for nursing school. And because, that's the other reason, too, because I do not want to go to nursing school, which is 40 hours a week, and have a job at the same time.
Right.
It's going to be too much.
Yeah. Well, and at some point, you may find that your other energy healing work does more for people than the nursing.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at going into this to help people on a clinical level, but also on an energy level, too.
Yes, right.
And I'm looking at people who, like maybe end of life, or people who are really hurting, to help people, even veterans.
Right. Well, I see we are getting short on time here, and I need to give my prosperity tip, but I hope that was helpful to you.
Yes, it was.
Yes, good, and good luck with your new career.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Are you depriving yourself of sleep, trying to get just one or two more things done at night? I know it's hard to keep up with all the things that need to be done so quickly, but here's what's going on when you do this. When you don't get enough sleep, your energy goes lower and your money then runs away. This can happen in multiple ways. You might not earn as much, or you might have expenses you weren't expecting. Doesn't really matter how it happens. Staying up late to do those last few things is a losing idea. Remember, your energy is always the same as your money. And yes, I'm talking about your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energies. So when you keep them high, the money will keep coming to you. Now, I'll be back next Friday on February 6th to discuss opening our hearts to new types of relationships. Oh, fun. It's Valentine's Day next Saturday. So I'll be talking about how to create new love relationships with these transformative energies that we're in for the next few years. We're all changing at a much faster pace than we have in the past. And this creates new challenges and needs for our relationships. And, of course, I'll also take your calls. Now, in the meantime, I want you to remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure you get your 2009 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters by going to our Polaris store. Our inventory of the printed guides is getting low, so get them now while we still have them. And that will allow you to work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good time for success and the joy to create prosperity.